Let's go ahead and open up our time together with kind of an opening discussion here. Again, today is the man. I really think today's lesson is one that just hit home for me this week in my conversations with people. So it's really about meditating on the right things. And we live in a technology-driven society with smartphones, laptops, and tablets at our fingertips. We couldn't even have this call without this technology. Our reliance on technology has grown ever more with all that has happened in the last year. How have you seen technology fill your mind with anxious thoughts?
Too much, too quick.
Well, I realize that you have to look at every side of the question and not just look at things one-sidedly, because there's a lot of swing, extreme swing. And if you just go with one side, you're not getting the whole story. Or they leave things out. That's what I've discovered too. Things, sensitive items that perhaps they don't want to put in the news, they just leave it out, which is kind of strange. Anyway, I've been trying to look at both sides of the story to get the whole story. And even then you don't get the whole story,
So I think what Lindy's saying, has technology brought us a sense of trust? No, I don't
I
see anybody.
think
No, no
trusting
one's saying
myself more than anything.
this wonderful thing that we've created, it hasn't increased trust. What? All right.
Hey, Pam, raise your hand.
Bill, go ahead.
I think it depends. Some
Yeah.
things there's absolutely zero trust. Other things, like if you want to learn how to wire a four-way switch and you find it on YouTube, you can probably trust that, particularly if you get done and it works.
Yeah, there's.
What
Hey, I'm
is
really
the
thankful for
research?
technology. My wife has picked up some new meals by watching YouTube videos. Man, that has it's worked. I'm telling you, it's worked. It's
Well, I think during this time when people can't get together, the kids would not be able to do any schooling at all if they didn't have some means of doing it by distance, you know. And many, many, many years ago, when my kids were little, we used to watch a program on the TV from Australia called Skippy. It was about a kangaroo that lived with his family. But the little boy in the family, they lived out on a station way out in the boonies. And he did school by remotely also, because that's what they did in Australia. But they had a ham radio. He couldn't see the teachers or anybody. But this is just a step forward where you can see people.
So when I was thinking of this question, I too, like Bill, man, there's so many positives with technology. That's definitely true. But the thing that I thought of was social media. Social media has great power, undoubtedly. And for a lot of people that I notice, it's basically determining their identity. They get their identity from Facebook or Instagram. So here's an example. A younger generation, I just heard this a couple weeks ago, a younger generation typically has two Facebook accounts. I don't know if you knew this, but the reason for that is interesting. One Facebook account is for all a big grouping of friends that everyone can see, in which life looks perfect. And then the second Facebook account is for maybe three or four people that they're very close with. And so it's almost like they have two identities, in which they're kind of living. So things that factor into this, a comparison factor. Look what I have compared to everyone else. They've linked actually engagement on Facebook to anxiety. That's a real thing, and focus on self too. So that also is driven by social media. So it's I don't know. Those are the dangers. Obviously, there's some good things. Sharing family pictures is great because I've only seen my folks. I haven't seen my sisters for a year. So sharing those family pictures is fantastic. But certainly you can see some of those negatives as well. Any other comments on that? Technology affecting things? Yep, Jan?
Vicky, excuse me, Vicky. And
I can't hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. I'll try to talk loudly.
Well, I Vicky? Can't hear you.
Nope. Huh.
All right, we're going to go on here. I'm going to, I don't know what happened there.
I don't either. That's fine.
Text here. We're thinking about and thought patterns. She's on her own. Oh, just a short little passage. You know this one really well. Luke chapter 10, 38 through 42. Try to look at these words with new eyes and an open heart. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." That sounds like a statement that would happen in my house, by the way. Pause there and throw that in there. The Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Again, no right or wrong answers, but just those words with a new heart and new mind. What was one thing that stood out from you? Mary and Martha, anything
you know,
stick out
thing
to you,
that,
Lindy?
That, I didn't think, I've never thought about before with this particular passage. And okay. That is that, especially in this day and age, they didn't know when they would be seeing Jesus again. And he was saying, she's sitting down to listen to me because.
Can you guys hear Lindy? Yeah, I can't.
You can. Okay. Then it's your side. Anyway, I just think that it.
Somebody
it
hit
was,
something.
it seems to me like Jesus was saying, I may not be by here tomorrow, but she's taking time to listen to me instead of being busy because that's what's more important at this point, you know.
I need to raise.
Oh, Jonathan's right there. Whoa, the expert. Hey, Jonathan.
Start video.
Hi, John.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm top of the world. How about you?
Well, I'm doing everything wrong today. I had the church on, not the Sunday school.
Oh. So can everybody hear me now? Or, okay. I see nods. Thank you.
Sorry, I apologize. Something just happened. We don't know what happened, but we were just bumped off. You all could hear each other. I couldn't hear you. So, sorry, I apologize
Pastor,
for that.
Let's
that
let, just threw hey, me. Pastor, can we,
yeah.
let's let Jan talk for just a minute.
Yeah. Go ahead,
I'm
Jan.
Sorry. Oh, thank you, Rick. I can't remember what I was talking about. So you got saved from a sermon.
Can someone recap the wise words?
Well, okay. I think we can let Lindy restate it briefly. She made a good point.
Yeah, let's hear it, Lindy.
Well, what I said was that Martha and the family that Jesus went to visit, they didn't know when he was going to come by again to see them. They didn't have modern technology like we do. And so I think he was saying that because I may not be here tomorrow or the next day, Mary has chosen to do the one thing that's important, and that is to sit with me and listen to me because I may not be here tomorrow or the next day. And Martha's carrying on with her thing, whereas she's missing out. She could be sitting here too. I never thought about it in that way before, but.
Nice.
You know.
Yeah. So the idea of really recognizing her time with Jesus was very precious. Oh, that's great. Good insight. Awesome. Anybody else? Anything new? All right, great. Yep, just one little thought there. Throw it in there. Again, this gets to our theme today in that when it says that she was distracted, what that word actually means is she had a divided mind. Her mind was going in three places. And so whenever my wife says to me, Jeremy, you got to learn to multitask, I say, no. Right there, Luke chapter 10, it says, you know, a divided mind doesn't help. So I don't do that. I'm just saying that actually that's what that word means. Distracted means a mind going in three places.
Okay. So do you tell her I'm Mary, not Martha?
Yeah. No, I would never do that.
No.
Sorry, we're having more problems here.
Oh, it's okay. Keep going. Just ignore me.
Okay. We're going to go to our video and share that here. Just put in the chat box if you can't hear this.